Now, staying in the southern region, last month the Environmental Protection Agency revealed that raw sewage is still being pumped into rivers in dozens of towns and villages nationally, posing a risk not only to the environment but also to public health. The report found that untreated sewage from the equivalent of 77,000 people is being released into the environment on a daily basis. Brian O'Connell has been investigating two specific areas named in the report. Brian, give us the background if you would, please.
Morning, Sean. As you said, the EPA report reported just under 40 towns and villages where the equivalent of untreated sewage from 77,000 people has been released into the environment on a daily basis. Now, I think on this programme we've looked before at certain areas where it's been pumped direct into the sea, but today I want to focus on two areas where it's been pumped into, as you said, some of our most scenic and our most beautiful rivers. I think in both these cases I'm going to bring you, locals have been highlighting this as an issue for decades, so that's quite a frustration for them in local areas, and it's having a very significant impact potentially on public health, obviously on fish stocks, and then on the tourist potential of these areas.
Now, Brian, you began in Inchigeala near Macroom in West Cork and then went cross-country to look at where sewage is potentially getting directly into rivers.
That's right. The River Lee flows through Inchigeala. It's an area which was once a very big tourist destination for hunters and so on, but has declined a little bit in recent years. Now, this week, along with artist and environmental campaigner Declan O'Mahony, he made a film about issues along the river. I went with him and we fought back the brambles and the bushes just to get at the riverbank adjacent to where locals believe sewage is getting into the river.
We are here on the River Lee, riverside, just by the bridge in Inchigeala.
We had to battle our way through brambles there. We're still out of breath. Beautiful landscape.
That's a holding tank, and that is the sewage, so-called sewage system for the town of Inchigeala.
And the ground under us here is quite soft, you were saying, Declan.
It is indeed. Yeah. You can see that my stick here is just able to go straight through it and you can get the lovely smell of sewage.
I mean, there are a couple of different colours of that river.
There you go. It's there. Crystal clear to here.
Yeah.
And there's that brown staining going on there.
Yeah.
And this is something that's throughout the system, the River Lee system. It's not just in the countryside. People in this area for many, many years have campaigned and they've received all sorts of advice from experts in terms of a solution. But there's no excuse whatsoever in this day and age to have raw sewage pumping in to our beautiful river. Now, remember, this is our drinking water source for Cork City. This is going into a treatment plant down in Enniscarra and further downstream then closer to the city. And this is what the people of Cork are drinking, with raw sewage pumping in from the source.
Obviously treated along the way.
It has to be treated. There's no other option. Heavily treated with chemicals. Mm-hmm. But how does that make you feel, that raw sewage is being pumped in at various points throughout the river, mm-hmm. in this most scenic part that we're selling to the world? Something drastically needs to be done. And the people here and the local people up and down the stretch of the river, they're just fed up of campaigning and asking for proper understanding and proper appreciation of our natural amenities. And this is our natural heritage.
So what should be done?
First of all, no more reports. The reports are there. And surely facilities can be put in to Ballyvourne and into Inchigeala to clean up the sewage rather than have it going in and contaminating the fresh waters of the Lee.
That's Declan O'Mahony there, Brian. Obviously a passionate and articulate voice asking that no more sewage would go into local rivers. An issue that he says has been highlighting, has it, for many years?
Right way back to the 1970s, you can see records of people trying to highlight this now. I suppose the other issue with Inchigeala, you really can't have any new housing development until this issue is sorted out. So not only are wildlife and fish so on dependent on it, but the commercial life of the whole area is very dependent on this as well. I had an update from Irish Water. They say this discharge of raw sewage is going to end in 2021. lands, I understand, for works needed. Additional works are going to have to put in there. They've been purchased. So that should stop what they estimate at the moment is 220 wheelie bins of raw sewage per day is getting into the River Lee there.
Now, from there, Brian, you headed to another area highlighted by the EPA report. Somewhere there are issues with sewage and the local river. Where was this?
Mitchelstown, Sean. Quite a busy town just off the M8 motorway. It's an area that has been identified with issues in that treatment plant is overloaded, essentially, and this is going to need to be upgraded. Now, I suppose some of the people who know our rivers best are local anglers, and I thought it'd be quite a good idea to spend time with members of the Mitchelstown Trout Anglers Club. The rivers they fish are the Funchon and the Grad Og, and both of them would run through the area. We were talking with one of the members of the club, David Collin. I think he's one of our best young anglers. He represents Ireland internationally. He was recently on the river, though, and he noticed something very strange happening with the water. He took a video of it and he showed it to me.
I was out fishing one day, maybe 100 yards down the river from where I'm showing you this now. Every time I bring in my line, there was slime and all this, you know, stuff on it that I couldn't. I was like, what the hell is this? So I said, it was with my friend, so I said, we go up and investigate. And there's a pipe going into the river. So as you can see, clearly, it's just a disgrace what's going in there. Like, the water should be clear like there that you can see from the stones.
And very, it's just clouded.
It's even more than clouded, but you can't see all the particles in it. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Beautiful river, beautiful setting.
Yeah, but it's just, again, it's a shame. It's just absolutely destroying. And that was going, that could have been going a half mile down the river, all this particulate in the river. It was just absolutely a disgrace. And you can see the volume of water coming out that pipe.
Yeah. Like, there, it's almost black in colour, yeah, that's coming out of it.
The water was nearly 30 degrees coming out of that pipe. That's crazy. Like, you can't add water to a river at that temperature because it's just detrimental to fly life and fish. It's just, you know, if I dumped a bag of rubbish, I'd get fined, but they're allowed, people are allowed to pump however thousands of litres of raw sewage into a river. It just doesn't make sense to me, you know. It's a shame, really, you know, when we have such world-class fishing, you know.
And tell me about the world-class fishing, because obviously if you're involved in international competitions, you're meeting anglers from all over the world. What's our reputation like?
I actually had the current world champion over twice this year with me. He's Spanish, a man from Spain.
This is the fellow you're going to beat now the year after next, isn't it?
Hardly. I'll try anyway. But he didn't know what to expect when he came over here, you know. He was just blown away by it. Like, he just could not believe it, you know. He couldn't understand why it's not one of the top destinations for fly fishing in the world.
Brian, that sounds like shocking stuff there from David Collin. Material going into the river. And as he said, he was a good bit downstream from the outfall, and he still could see the effect.
He could still see it, and a very significant knock-on impact for fish stocks. But again, Mitchelstown is an area where housing development is possibly being held back because of a lack of adequate sewage infrastructure that would meet EU standards. Locals, again, have been highlighting this for many, many years. So much so, actually, the local angling club commissioned their own study about 10 years ago. One of the older members of the club, I hope he doesn't mind me saying that, is Dan Roach. He's 91 years young and he's been fishing the river since the 1950s, Sean. He still gets out fishing 2 to 3 times a week, he was telling me. And Dan Roach began by talking about when he first began fishing in the mid-1950s.
When I gave up the hurling and I decided to go fishing. And I think it was the best decision I ever made. They say, if you want to keep a man happy, you go drinking for a day. But teach him to fish and he's happy for life.
And so since the 50s you've been fishing the rivers.
I'm fishing
what's
the rivers.
What's the big change in the rivers since then?
The decline of the stock. Water of stock and water quality. With pollution gone into the Funchon for 30 years, you could say. And we had kills every year. There are two plants, sewage plants on the banks of the Grad Og. One is industrial and the other is the council plant. Apparently, you see, they're not able to cope with the load. I mean, rivers were never intended to be sewers. Mitchelstown is a great progressive town and deserves better. But like they say, it's a screeching wheel that gets the grease. So we have to we'll ask an RTE to screech and shout louder and get things in action.
Your message to Irish Water would be what?
Get the foot down. Get action. We need action. We're a very constructive and pragmatic organisation. We don't look for penalties on anybody. We look for solutions. That's the way, our modus operandi, solutions.
Wise words there, Brian, from Dan Roach, a man in his early 90s, still fishing two or three times a week. What has Irish Water had to say about all of this?
Well, they agreed that this treatment plant locally is non-compliant as a result of overloading, but it's not a site that's discharging raw sewage, they say, but obviously there are issues. The positive news, I suppose, is an upgrade of that plant is at a detailed design stage. Probably expect to lodge planning applications next year. And I suppose a lot of the areas identified in that EPA report, 36 towns and villages where raw sewage is getting into rivers, there would be plans at various stages. But a lot of these are legacy issues, so there's a large body of work and a large capital investment programme needs to take place.
OK, Brian, thank you indeed for that report. I think after that, though, we need to lift our spirits somewhat. That's exactly what we will do with the boys in the Palestrina Choir after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.